the date is the 21st of February, 1978, and it's Paul Cummings talking to Alice Kaplan in her apartment in New York City. And you just said you were born November 27th, 1903, in Budapest. And how long did you live there? When did you come here?
9 months old.
Not very long.
Not very long.
How were your parents planning to come here, or were you sent, or how did?
No, my parents just decided to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what the specific thing where my father had been studied and had been in Italy, and I think they found the life a little bit restrictive there and decided to start out anew shortly after I was born.
Oh.
And they just decided to come to America. They'd always wanted
to come.
Where
did they come to? New York?
To New York.
To New York. So you've been in New York.
Every time I have to fill out my birth statement with my birth, I'm always shocked to find out that I haven't been here all my life. Well, in fact, I have almost all my life. That's a long time ago, 1903 years.
Oh, marvelous. Well, now, other brothers and sisters?
Yes. Right. I have two brothers and a younger sister.
Mm-hmm. And are they involved with the arts?
Well, a little bit. My brother right closest to me is Paul, my brother Paul. And he lives here in the city. He's very involved with Oriental art. Had a marvelous collection of Asiatic art. He's a friend. I don't know if he's a trustee or is involved with the Metropolitan Museum.
His name is Mannheim.
In Mannheim.
Right.
Paul Mannheim. And he had, you may remember 2 years ago, was it two or possibly 3 years ago, his whole collection was stolen. 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
There was a great deal about it in the paper. Fantastic collection of Asiatic Eastern art. And I think Chinese art, about three quarters of the collection was stolen. Never heard about it, never
still,
got it back. Still
nothing.
A mystery.
Oh, that's incredible.
And that is too bad because he was really very good, had a marvelous eye, and had some wonderful Oriental things.
Has he continued collecting or that stopped?
That ended it.
What a terrible way to end it.
It was a terrible way, really. It was depressing. It was heartbreaking. And my the third child, my other brother, lives in London, and he doesn't collect very much for minor things. He used to collect weather...
Paperweight.
But I don't think he does it anymore. He had a very beautiful collection of paperweights, and I think eventually, so when he left for London, I think he sold it. I'm not quite sure. And doesn't have very much of that left. And my sister, the youngest of the four, she's more of a literary person, married to Willard Espy, who has written some very interesting witty books. And she's very literary too. But they don't collect.
They don't.
I'm the collector.
You're the real collector.
I would say I'm the accumulator.
The accumulator. Well, so you grew up in New York City then?
Yes, I grew up in New York.
I went to school.
I went to school. We lived up what was then was near Dyckman Street. Was then the country. It's very much what Bronxville is now, you know, with
right.
And there were, when I went to school up there, we used to go out after school into the fields and there were cows roaming around. And of course when I go up there now occasionally, I can't believe it's just another world. And then I went to the school I went to, public school at that time, was the beginning of what is now the George Washington High School. But that was a new school that was founded at that time, and I remember we were the first graduating class, and the school was near